Good Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, right here on 104.5 The Zone, March the 6th. Beautiful Saturday morning out there today. So glad you're with us. Safe travels to and from. I know the WNSL March Madness going on today. A lot of people heading to and from there. So safe travels. Have fun. Remember, it's a youth game. Don't take it too serious. The referees that are out there are doing the best they can, and I know I wouldn't want their spot of the one holding the whistle. So try to remember that when we get a little worked up at our kids' games. I know I'm guilty of it too, but let's try not to get too upset at the refs today. It is a little league game. The sun will come up tomorrow. But enjoy and appreciate you being with us today. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. The lineup, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get to our guest, Coach Steve Haywood, former CPA offense coordinator, is the new head football coach at Lakeway Christian Academy. Very excited about that. Can't wait to talk to Coach about that. Then we're going to go to Ron Brock, Page High School Lady Patriots basketball. They are hosting a sectional game tonight. You win that, you're on to the state tournament. Big night for the Lady Patriots. And then we're going to go to Jonas Rodriguez, BGA head football coach. He's going to be talking to us about the Legends Sports Leagues that they are starting over at BGA. Exciting times for them. All right, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville, as always. Headed downtown this weekend, going during the week. Get to the corner of 3rd and Demumbrium, and you will see the six-story diner right there. That's where you need to make your huddle spot when you get down there. Walk in, first floor, black and white checkerboard tile floor, stunning pastry case to the right. You know you're on the right floor. Muffins, cheesecake, latte, espresso, good old cup of coffee if you want something more. The California breakfast sandwich never disappoints. Get on the second floor. Sports bar theme space, double-sided wall of TVs. If the game is on, it is on that floor. Great view. You can sit up there while you're waiting to go to the fourth or fifth floor and be served by a waiter or waitress. Have the Boom Boom Shrimp. You can see all the people walking downtown. Great view. Never disappoints there. Sixth floor, sushi floor, oyster floor. As we get fired back up, the oysters will be back. Make the Diner Nashville your huddle point anytime you're downtown during the weekend or during the week. All right, region tournaments have wrapped up. Girls sectionals are tonight at 7 p.m. Boys are Monday at 7 p.m. And the D2 state tournament finals are today at Tennessee Tech University. Let's start there. Division 2A girls, the Webb School defeated USJ 48-43. Providence Christian Academy defeated North Point 42-40. Webb 26-2. Versus Providence Christian Academy 22-9 at 11 p.m. today for the state championship. D2 AA girls, Hutchinson defeated Ensworth 59-52. Catholic defeated Father Ryan 50-38. That's a Hutchinson versus Catholic final at 4:30 p.m. today. That's the only game today that is not mid-state teams. Division 2A boys, Goodpasture defeated Evangelical Christian School 49-44. Christ Presbyterian Academy defeated Tipton Rosemark 81-70. Goodpasture 27-1 versus CPA 27-4 at 1:30 today. That will be a great one. Division 2 AA boys, MBA defeated Catholic 60-49. Brentwood Academy defeated Christian Brothers 69-61, their first loss of the year. MBA 15-2 versus BA 20-3 at 7 p.m. today. Don't let MBA's record fool you. They missed a lot of games due to COVID. Boys, mid-state sectionals that will be Monday at 7. Class A, Cascade at Clay County, Pickett County at Moore County, and Loretto at Richland. Double A boys, Upperman at Tyner, Howard at York Institute, Creekwood at Pearl Cone, East Nashville at Community. And Triple A, Warren County goes to Siegel. Blackman travels to Cleveland, Franklin at Clarksville, Beach travels to Cane Ridge in the AAA boys. On the girls' mid-state sectionals, Fayetteville in Class A, Fayetteville at Clark Range, Clay County at Huntland, Loretto at Houston County, and Joe Burns at Summertown. AA, York Institute at Meigs County, McMinn Central at Macon County, Stewart County at Maplewood, and East Nashville at Creekwood. AAA, Oakland at Bradley Central, Stone Memorial at Blackman, Cane Ridge at Lebanon, and Northwest at Page. As we mentioned, we'll be talking to Coach Brock here in a little bit about that sectional game. If you are hosting, that means you are the region champion. So congratulations to all those teams that are hosting Saturday and Sunday night. The girls' state tournament will be March the 10th through the 12th, starting with A, working up through AAA at the Murphy Center and at MTSU's campus. And the boys will be March the 17th through the 19th, A through AAA. That's Wednesday through Friday. Very excited about that. Lastly, Brentwood High School and Mr. Kevin Cottell have named Kathy Cram as their new head volleyball coach. Coach Cram replaces the legendary Barbara Campbell, who held the reins for the Lady Bruins for the last 33 years. Coach Cram assisted Coach Campbell the last 6 years, which they won the AAA state championship all six of those years, and is also a very highly respected club coach. So congratulations to Coach Cram. I know Coach Campbell will be around to mentor, which she already has, but very excited for her and big shoes to fill. She's ready for the job. That's the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. We'll be back with new Lakeway Christian head football coach Steve Haywood right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Terminix wants to remind you, if you don't know about their crawl space services, their attic insulation services, their home disinfecting services, they've got those too. Everybody knows about the termite and the mosquito control that they have, but they are also experts and top of the line at that. I know, had them do some crawl space work. My man Chauncey came out, took care of everything, covered up the entry points from the varmints that were getting under my house. My wife was very happy. That was a big win. So if you can hear this show, you are in the Cool Springs service area. Robert Boy and the crew, I know them. Attention to details, their number one deal. So crawl space, attic insulation, costing you a lot of money if you don't have it taken care of. Get them out there. If you don't need any work, you're out nothing. If you do, man, you're going to be glad you got them out there today. Terminix, not in my house. We got Coach Steve Haywood, Lakeway Christian Academy head football coach. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Appreciate you joining us, my man. Lakeway Christian. A lot of people in the mid-state been asking me. I said, well, we're going to have the man on and ask him myself. Lakeway Christian Academy, tell us about this relatively new school.
Yeah, it's a school, about 40, 45 minutes outside of Knoxville, close to Morristown. There's a couple schools there that are kind of in the Lakeway community. But Lakeway is a brand new school. This year was the first year that actually students were on campus. And a little place called White Pine is where the school actually sits. But about 10 minutes from Morristown. So, yeah, it's new. It's a Christian school that was started by some people that I feel like have some good intentions of what they want to do and how they want to do education.
Yeah, and it's a neat place. You got to CPA. You had, as we'll talk here as we go, you'd been in Austin Peay in the college game for a decade and one stop up in Kentucky at a smart school up in Kentucky in college, but CPA was already down the road, right? But not where they are now, especially with the buildings and things like that. But I would think that it kind of, for those that are here, there's a lot of similarities to when CPA first started the first, 7-8 years in Lakeway Christian.
Yeah, there's some similarities. I mean, I would say there's a few big differences, but one of them is it's a brand new school, brand new people. I mean, CPA had a strong tradition prior to 10 years ago when we got there. There was a little bit of a lull, but there was a strong tradition there. Just over time, as you know, because you've been around it, I mean, football changes. I mean, it's changed from what it was 20 years ago, 30 years and up 10 years ago. And then in 10 years, football's changed so much from when England and all of us got in there of what it looked like. But there was a tradition there. There was a group of people who said, hey, we really want this. We played football, or our boys played football here. There, that's different. I mean, it's a brand new deal. So there's no one's going to come up to me and say, hey, coach, I played at Lakewood, Lakeview 10 years ago. And I'm really excited about, my boy playing for you because he played for coach such and such, which we got that at CPA. And so that was a part that was different. some of the things are the same. You know, looking those boys in the eye the other day and talking to the team, it looked very similar to the ones that we had when we got there. So other than the tradition piece, I mean, there's some of it's very similar. And, you know, the facilities are different. I mean, they were able to there. They have some stuff in place. So now it's just getting a group of coaches and us all getting together and getting those kids fired up about football.
Yeah, if for those that want to check it out, I was amazed when I got online and looked at the facilities at Lakeway. That will not be something that you will have to worry about. First 30 days, been coaching a long time. Been with some really good people, as you mentioned, the last 10 years at CPA with Coach Martin. Kind of walk us through that, man. I don't think people a lot of times know what all goes into that. But first 30 days, kind of bullet point 1, 2, and 3. We got to get this done.
Yeah. Well, the first day was I'm driving out of the press conference and I'm talking to Jason Garner, a guy who's there that's doing a great job with their equipment and somebody who loves the school. And I'm walking out. I can't get out of the head of school's office and not talking about, hey, what about this? What about that? And I'm talking to him about helmets and what does it look like? What have we sent off? So immediately into those kind of things, my wife just said, can you please just breathe for a minute and enjoy yourself? And I'm driving home and I'm not really talking. And of course, I'm trying to be empathetic to her thinking of what that feels like because I'm driving 4 hours away. We're fixing to uproot our whole family. And I guess I'm not giddy and being all excited. And she goes, why are you quiet? I said, my brain's just rolling about the things that need to get done. So, you know, I'm a checklist person. Sometimes I'm not the most organized guy. So to do that, I know that about myself. And I'm a checklist guy, so I've got everything to check when I get there day one where we have to start checking off. And so we've been checking it off, actually, and people are working there hard for me. Well, I got another week here at CPA before I move forward. But it's just it's getting things in place. The big thing is getting the coaching staff, number one, all in there. I think we got 3 or 4 guys that are really good there, and I'm excited to get to know them better. And so the coaching staff is number one, getting guys around these kids that, one, know how to coach, but really that they love Jesus and love the boys more than they do about themselves. And I think we have a great foundation there. And then getting the kids in the weight room. I mean, you know, I was able to coach and just coach kids and train them, which is what I enjoy doing. I never had to worry about the whole pieces of it. And you always hear the thing, hey, weight room's the most important. And it is. And so then when you're looking at these kids, what this summer look like, making sure that gets done. But all the little odd end things that, you know, that every guy who's ever been a head coach, and I have not, will tell me you're going to spend a lot more time on that stuff. So I'm looking forward to actually putting boots on the ground and actually teaching something.
Coach, I always like, it's my favorite question. I got it from Coach Five Ash a long time ago, you know, when they would ask him advice. What are you about? What's a Steve Haywood for the LCA listeners? What's a Steve Haywood coach team going to be about?
Yeah. You know, I thought about that. The other thing about interviewing for coaching jobs is that you think of every question that somebody could ask, and you find out that 95% of them never get asked. But that was one of them, and I really racked your brain about, first of all, cliche starts coming out, right? We're going to be disciplined. We're going to be hard-nosed. We're going to be and I really thought about it. I thought, you know, the thing that's most important to me and my wife as we had children was parenting. You know, what is our girls going to be about, right? What's that going to look like? And I thought to myself, you know, my wife and I never sat down and said, we're going to write out these things that our kids will be about, that our girls will be about. And it really hit me the other day when I thought about it. So have I got some things written out? Sure. You know, the same thing it is with your kids. You know, I want them to be, we do want them to be disciplined. We do want them to care and love about other people. But the bottom line is the cliches come out is that when you get through playing us, or when you're around our program, and said, hey, I think that group of coaches care more about our boys than they do winning. And so the people who want to win, who hired me to win, which that's what they hired me for, wasn't to just love on kids. But when they understand that, man, when someone knows that you love and care about them, they'll give you everything they got. That it's not, you don't owe me anything. One of the things I said to the kids when I first met them was that you don't have to prove anything to me. You don't owe me anything. You don't have to prove me anything. I have to prove to you that I care about you, that I got your best interest in mind. So I think when you walk off the field with us, it's going, hey, those guys loved each other. They care for each other. Man, those kids gave everything they had when they walked off. They were disciplined. They did the things that that everybody would want their kids to be about and do. And, you know, and then, again, football is a different bird. You know, it's a violent sport. I mean, somewhere or another, those kids were willing to put everything they had to try to knock you backwards. So that's another piece of it that's different than some other sports. But, if I had to sum it up, that would be it.
Yeah, and that ties into, it was how you coached. It was in you. But I don't know that you really knew that's what you were doing. The boys need to be able to play free, right? You all get there together, and Coach Heron came in and really helped you all with this. And it's something it's the number one thing y'all are about, I would say. But I've told you before, I got people ask me all the time, hey, man, that play free stuff over at CPA, is that real? Of course it is, right? But that's what you all have learned. When the boys once the boys know that you care about them, right, and everything you just said, they can play free. And my favorite quote of yours, I hope you don't care if I mention this, Jarrett said one time, you said, hey, boys, listen, football is a physical game. You can still be a good boy and love your mama and love Jesus and put people in the dirt on the field.
Yeah, no question. I mean, if you say I said it, I believe you. and I say that because, that's it. I mean, we talk about it again, grace and truth. Jesus was a man of grace and truth. And the truth is, if you're going to play football, you're going to have to somewhere or another grab some cloth on the inside, drop your feet, and have a want to put somebody on their back. I'm going to try to develop some offensive linemen. That's one thing I heard. Guy, we got some skill guys. We don't have any offensive linemen. I said, well, there's a lot of linemen that just don't know their linemen yet, right? But the first time that you take a kid and he gets his hands on the inside and he drives somebody against their will and puts them in the dirt, there's not a whole lot of better feelings. I've had some that score touchdowns, and I've had some that played offensive line and said, yeah, it's about as good as it gets. So, yeah, there's definitely a piece of that's what you have to do. But it's just the gospel, man. It's what you said. The gospel says you're loved, you're cared for, and you don't owe me anything, and now go play free, go do. So, yeah. The play free thing. The problem is a lot of people want to use it as a cliche because it sounds good and you don't really get it. And it's taken me a while, to be honest with you, to really get it. And I still lose it a lot of the time. But the truth is that we all will do better if we know that we're loved, cared for, and we can go play free. So, it's our job as coaches to get those kids ready to Friday night. And then when Friday night comes, man, go ball out. I just watched my daughter play basketball at 10 o'clock last night, for goodness sake. And I watched a group of girls who've been trained. They've practiced. They're good. And I watched them go play free. They didn't have anything to lose, right? They're just playing, I guess it's an AAU. They're playing AAU basketball game. And it was the most joy I had watching sports this year, to be honest with you. The coach wasn't uptight. He was laughing with them. The kids, and they played hard, man. They went after it. They played hard. They didn't play soft. And last night was a real joy to watch those kids.
Coach, talk about I heard you on another, I think it was Jesse Smiley, Jesse at Five Star Preps. I thought it was a great interview, but he was asking about the offense coordinator position, which with CPA, and you and Coach Martin had a unique relationship with that. But basically, you called the runs, Coach handled the running game, he handled the passing game, and I thought it was really neat. Obviously, you're a former offensive line coach in college. I know the run game really well. Not that you know the passing game, but the running game is your expertise. Passing game-wise, being with Engel the past 10 years, how has that helped you and prepared you as you go mold this offense at LCA?
Yeah. Everything works the way it's supposed to work. A couple of years ago, Leroy Harris came in to help us, and I can remember this conversation, and he's like, we're bringing him in. He's going to help. I work through the tackles and tight ends, I think. That kind of branched me out a little bit, but start getting into the passing game a little bit more, and he was working the centers and guards, and man, just a tireless worker who's great with the kids, who's awesome. And we got through a year of that, and I said, man, I think it was the middle of the year, and I said, I'm going to take just those fullbacks and tight ends and let Leroy have the line. And I remember the conversation was like, man, that's not why I brought him. Leroy's a great NFL player, and he said, that's not why I brought him in. I said, I know that's not why you brought him in. I have no ego with that. I said, man, the guy works his tail off. He's good. He needs to have those five guys. And what happened was I was able to start getting in now and walk down the scale. I'd never been in pass scale. And I told him, and I said, the truth is, sometime or another, I'm going to have a chance to go lead a program. And when I do, you got this thing already kind of working. And for me, selfishly, I get to start working into the passing game. So there's a lot. Again, Engel's been in a lot of situations in different in the pros and the two different college systems, and he's done a lot. But really, again, how he trains the kids, and I think I'm going to have one possibly working with me when I get down there. But how he trains the kids is very important, not just the freed up part, but just technically. So that part I learned a million from. And then, you know, every team is different. We're going to see where our kids are and where they're at, and the throws they can make. But we're going to try to put our kids in the best position in order to be successful.
Yeah. Coach, I got to ask you why I have you on. Going back to the state championship game, I've always said I think one of the biggest talents that a play caller can have, and that's a talent, is being able to keep calling something that's working, right? State championship game from the guy who had the play call sheet. What's that like to call 72 runs in a game?
Yeah, it sure was not necessarily the plan of what it had to be. I think Engel said afterwards, as the coach was it. Somebody, the game's way over, we're walking out, they're trying to kick us out, and we're trying to meet with the boys, and one of the coaches, one of our guys we coached against, Flip Engel, said, you realize that y'all have 72 runs? And he and I both looked together like, yeah, you know, no, I didn't realize that. So it is what it is. I mean, everybody has different philosophies or feelings. I worked for Rick Christoffel, who just got to win the Super Bowl at Tampa Bay, and he worked for the head coach there at Tampa Bay right now, who's on top of the world. And anyway, he said, you know, we're going to stomp the mud hole out of every hole before we move forward. And it kind of clicks with you. It is what it is. But the bottom line is what helps the boys to be able to, that they've got to stop what we're doing. And then if they don't, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, and you got to have answers for outside of it. And if you don't need answers, then you don't have it. But the truth is the boys make that really easy. You could have called that game. We had four or five in this one, four or five in this one. Third downs are big calls. Red zones are big calls. But other than that, you give the ball to Langston Patterson and say, hey, man, yeah, they're going to have possibly one extra there. Let's see if you can put that corner down. It sure makes it easy. So kids have always made things very easy for me to be able to call plays.
No doubt about it. Hey, Coach, offensive line. I thought one of these – I love this. A couple years ago, we had offensive line 101. Talking about when you started when you start molding that offensive line inside out, but the number one thing – number one thing of a lineman that you're looking for is a guy who's got, I forget the word, protective, a protector. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Personality. Talk about that. Why is that so important to you?
Yeah, well, it's just, it's a different, as Randy Herring would say, it's a different paradigm. I mean, you got to find a guy that cares more about the person to the left of him and to the right of him than he does about himself. And that's just that it's forward, not to get off on a tangent. But in sport, that's just not what we're creating anymore. It's not what the grown-ups are putting in their children. It's not what coaches are putting in them. Hey, you get yours. You got to do what's best for you. Everything is about you, which, again, is anti-gospel. It's not about you. So, you know, building into these kids, a lot of times linemen are linemen, even if they're not, again, they're not. Everybody thinks a lineman's got to be 6'4", 260, and it's just not the case. So, yeah, that protective piece is, man, I really care about you more than I do myself, and that's how I'm fulfilled. So, you know, again, if you're a gospel person, that sounds very familiar. And so training into them, I know a lot of them have it, but eventually once you see that when I do something for someone else, it actually fulfills me more than when it's about me, then you start getting those linemen.
Coach, I love it, man. You're leaving when? March the 15th?
Yeah, I'm driving down late Sunday. I don't know how late my wife is, and I have not talked about it yet. The days are clicking, so yeah, I'm leaving in a week to go down and try to find a hole to live in for a while, and then my three girls are going to stay here and finish jobs and finish their school, and then, you know, I'll be when school when we graduate, they move on, and they'll be coming down, hopefully.
It's going to be fun. Division, this is, last year was their first year in TAA football. Division 1A East region, right? But we've got some nice road trips coming. Friendship Christian, the Webb School. The Webb School's at home this year, but Friendship Christian and Middle Tennessee Christian. So that's another thing you need to put on your list. You need to get a good bus contract.
A good what?
Bus contract.
Yeah. yeah, it's going to be that's right. Yeah, it'll be interesting, man. That's gonna be crazy. You know, the things I need to look at. I know that's who we're playing and what we're doing. But yeah, last year it had to be really tough for those guys. It was a brand new program. everything's going on. You're in COVID. So, yeah, it's been tough. But, yeah, that last year was the first year that they actually competed in.
Well, brother, I know everybody's happy for you. I'm happy for you. You will be missed at CPA in the Mid-State. But we can't wait to watch you get over there and start building that Lakeway Christian program up. It's going to be fun. And we will definitely be in touch, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. And just to everybody, that CPA has just been an outpouring thing, just to say at the end of this, over and over, of people being really kind to me. And so I'm just really appreciative of everybody in that community. And, you know, the one right after another, hard to see you go, but happy for you. So very emotional deal when we're totally out of there.
No doubt about it. Your family will be missed too. Love you, brother.
Yep. Love you too, man. Thanks.
Coach Steve Haywood, Lakeway Christian Academy. I know many that know me know what I think of Coach. They got as good of one as they could get. Can't wait to watch him. It's going to be fun. All right, we'll be right back with Coach Ron Brock, Page Lady Patriot basketball, right here on High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday, brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink, Walker Chevrolet, Chevy Central, 3940 Carruthers Parkway, right in the heart of Franklin. Head down I-65 or up I-65. Get off exit 65. Head towards Murfreesboro. You'll see it right there at the red light. Best inventory of new and used Chevrolets anywhere downtown. They got the Blazer, the Equinox, the Suburban, Camaro, the Bolt EV. Also award-winning service department as well. But most importantly, they're the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. With that, we got Coach Ron Brock, Page Lady Patriot basketball on the line. Coach Brock, good morning.
Morning, Tate.
Man, congratulations on the big win Wednesday night. You are the Region 6 AAA champions. 57-49 victory over Cane Ridge. That was a big win. Those that know you, you're a big bass fisherman. What was more satisfying, that win Wednesday night or reeling in about a 10-pound largemouth?
Not a contest, basketball game. The region championship is much more satisfying.
Perfect. Well, talk about that game. Cane Ridge obviously didn't get to play as many games this year due to they're in Metro. But we know what a Joanne Tribune Cane Ridge team is going to be about. They're going to be well coached. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to be physical and athletic. Man, I think that's a really, really good win. And I think it really sets you up going into the sectionals too, to play a game like that. But the young ladies played very well the other night.
Yeah, that's true. Joanne does a great job, and they are very athletic, and they can shoot, and they're very physical and aggressive, and they proved what they can do after taking down Brentwood in a short season. So you can't take anybody for granted, no matter what circumstance they're in.
Coach, 57-49, as I said, got up big. They came back, held them off. But Lily Wilkin, big-time players play big in big-time games, right? Lily Wilkin, 29 points. 7 rebounds, 5 steals. I know she doesn't surprise you anymore, but man, what a performance.
You're correct. She didn't surprise me. She can just turn it on when she wants to, when she needs to, when she wants to. Big games, more than anything, she turns it on. She can take over when she gets out there, and she's gum. A lot more of a physical player this year. She's no longer just a little girl playing basketball. She's a woman playing basketball, and she can get down there and bang and take it to people physically. And that's been the biggest change in her game this year.
Yeah, you she's been starting as we're playing great minutes since a freshman. So you forget, right? when we were watching her a couple years ago, she was just a freshman. Now she's, you know, a couple years older and, like you said, stronger. And that part of her game has really come around. It's been fun to watch that. Mackenzie Cochran, the other part of your 1-2 punch, 12 points. And she got in a little foul trouble early, but that's okay. She came back in and did what she always does, finished off with 12 points, played in 20 minutes. But talk about Abigail Ward, who came in, stepped in for Mackenzie and played lights out. again against a very athletic and physical Cane Ridge team.
Yeah, she's been a great addition for us as far as, but she started for, this is her second year starting, so maybe she's just, you know, hitting her stride, but we've asked her to do a lot more this year, handling the ball out front sometimes, and then she'll always hit a big shot right when you need one. You know, she may not be consistent during the beginning of the game, but or she could be. I mean, so she gets hot, she can fill it up, but she always hits a big shot, and she hadn't even turned the ball over the last two or three games, and we've asked her to handle the ball at top, and that's been crucial.
Coach, you mentioned Brentwood. You defeated them two Wednesdays ago in the District 11 AAA Championship against Brentwood, 66-48. Only three district losses during the year. Two of those were to Brentwood, a 52-54 loss and then a 52-68 loss. Talk about that, coming back and getting that third shot at them and getting the win. What did the young ladies learn from those two, or and you as well, from those first two losses? Or did we just play better this night?
I don't know that we learned that much. We did basically the same thing, but I guess we just got a little more familiar with Brentwood as a team and knew what we were doing, what we were in for, and how to handle it when we went out on the court. But they played great, but we had McKenzie sitting out once again an entire quarter in that game. And then the Cane Ridge game, she went out 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter and sent out, and she's our point guard. So when you set your point guard out, you know, that affects your team. But, I think we were just more prepared for them as far as familiarity, and knowing their personnel and what we needed to do.
Coach, you won 11 in a row, really playing very well against, you know, I think once the 11 started, all district games, and then you get into the region games of Hillwood and Hillsborough and Cane Ridge. Clarksville Northwest, they come to your place tonight, AAA sectional. Second time, I think you still call it the sub-state too. I like sub-state better, but second sub-state game in the history of the school. What's the scouting report on Clarksville Northwest?
Well, first of all, it's not the second one. It's like it's five or six. It's only the second region championship we've had.
Oh, gotcha.
Going into the sectionals or sub-state, but we've been there several times, but never passed there. So we've never been to the state tournament. So this is a big game for us. Clarksville Northwest is, I think they're something like 25-3. They've got a legit D1 SEC type player on their team who's going to be hard to handle. That's the biggest stumbling block we're going to have as far as trying to stop her. She's about 6 feet tall, probably a 6'3" or 6'4" wingspan, and can cover the. You know, you go in for a layup on one side, she's on the other side, you've got to worry about your shot getting blocked. And she can handle the ball like a point guard. She can knock down the three. She's very quick, got a quick first step. She can beat you to the basket. So that's going to present a lot of challenges for us tonight. We got to, first of all, stop her, and then the rest of the team's pretty good, too. You got a really good point guard. And some really good support players. So it's going to be a challenge for our young girls to go out there and stop somebody like that. I don't think they've seen anybody like that, not with this kind of talent.
And you mentioned 25-3, and then they fell in the Region 5 AAA championship to Lebanon, which no shame in that. I think a lot of people have had Lebanon penciled in as a one of the favorites to get to Murfreesboro all year long. But, you all have won games a lot of different ways. You can play fast and score in bunches, and when you look at your scores, most of the time that's what happens. But can play slow, too. You have 43-35 Spring Hill wins when it dictates that. What kind of game plan is tonight? Not, you know, you all know each other so well now, but is this a game where you all will be able to go out and play fast, or we'll wait and see when we get there?
You're going to wait and see. We've been real good this year about making adjustments. You know, being close scorers at halftime and finding a little adjustment we can make and coming out, and that's some of the things that spur some of our runs. They remind me a whole lot of Spring Hill. They've got some, like the tall girl from Spring Hill, Stedman. She's about the same size, and she can handle the ball, and she can shoot the three, and she can get to the rim. So we've talked a lot about being like playing Spring Hill. Some of the things we're going to have to do. So that's the best thing I can do, so our girls can visualize what's going on. But, yeah, hopefully we make some runs. Hopefully we score a lot of points. I think if we hold them, you know, low 40s, which is going to be a chore, we've got the best chance of winning. So it's going to come down to defense, and then trying to keep them off the boards and rebound the best we can. I don't know that we'll out-rebound them, but if we can hang close, And it's going to come down to defense, though. That's what we've done all year.
Yeah, you mentioned free throws. Your top two, Lily and McKenzie, both averaging right under 77-78% from the line. I know earlier in the postseason, Lily went, 10 for 11, I think, in the fourth quarter alone on free throws. But yeah, got to feel good about that. Coach, and what this team you've known was going to be good for a couple of years, right? 21 wins, not a whole lot of adversity this year. What game this year did you know, hey, I think we got a chance to be pretty special?
I guess it was it's after Christmas when we, first of all, when we beat Summit earlier in the year. They had beaten us, and then we played them again, and John Wild's a great coach and does a great job with Summit. And they make you play, make it hard on you. There's never an easy game against them. And then we beat them, and then when we beat Brentwood the second time, I thought, well, this is, the third time, I'm sorry, in the district tournament. So it's been late, but we got a young team. This is a great experience for them. And on the free throws, Lily and McKenzie are shooting, you know, about 77% from the field for the year. I mean, from the free throw line for the year. But I looked at our tournament free throw percentage from the time we played Dixon County in the first round of the district through the other night, and as a team, we're shooting 79%. So this time of the year, they've got to hit 20 free throws in a row before they leave the gym. Every single one of them. So that's one of the things I think that's helped us some.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on the district championship and the region championship. Good luck tonight. It'll be an exciting environment, and we'll be cheering for the Lady Patriots. Would love to be talking about y'all going to the state tournament. Either way, great season. Hey, enjoy it. I know you will, and appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thanks, Tate. Thanks for all the coverage and what you do for high school sports.
Yes, sir. You have a great day. Coach Ron Brock. Page Patriot, Lady Patriots, again, hosting Clarksville Northwest tonight. If they win, they go to the Glass House in Murfreesboro. Gateway Tires Athletes of the Week, Bailey Peterson, sophomore from Independence, and Riley Bennett, senior from Fairview. They are the Athletes of the Week this week. Bailey finished runner-up at the 125-pound weight class in the girls' state finals last week in Chattanooga. She is just a sophomore. Congratulations to Bailey. And Riley won the 145-pound weight class in the AAA division 3 years, freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, runner-up. He gets the championship this year at 145 pounds, also the starting quarterback on the football team. Being a dual-sport athlete does not hurt you. So congratulations to Bailey and Riley. Gateway Tire, proud home of the Yokohama Tires, anything automotive but bodywork. get over and see Garth and the Boys Gateway Tire. We'll be right back with Jonas Rodriguez, Battleground Academy, football, and the Legend Sports Leagues right here on High School Sports Saturday. Body Armor Sports Drink, Superior Hydration. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. North of town, the Diner, Nashville, if you're up around Nashville. South of town, Sportsman's Grill is your huddle point. 1640 Westgate Circle, right off Moore's Lane in Springs. Whichever way you're going, look to the right or left. You'll see the log cabin with the Christmas lights. You know you're in the right place. It never disappoints. $6 happy hour specials, nachos, cheese beans, potato skins, and the best and widest variety dinner menu anywhere in the Cool Springs area. Went with the fried bologna sandwich with a side of red beans and rice the other day. It did not disappoint. So make Sportsman's Grill your huddle point when you're south of Nashville anytime during the week or the weekend. We got Coach Jonas Rodriguez, Battleground Academy football on the line. Coach, good morning.
Hey, Tate, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. I appreciate you joining us. It's not football season right now, but it's always a good time to talk football. And we got an exciting time going on over at Battleground Academy right now. The Legend Sports Leagues are launching. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we're starting up some sports leagues this spring, particularly with football. So we've got flag football for kindergarten through fourth grade. And then we're going to do 7-on-7 football with fifth through eighth grade. And really, we just want to give an opportunity to kids in the area to have the opportunity to work on their skills during the springtime and, try to create a schedule where it meshes well with baseball and lacrosse and other activities these kids have going on, but a chance still to get a ball in their hands and play and have fun. So we're really excited about this. We've got one more week of registration open. And so we'll take registrations through this week. You can register either as an individual and we'll help place you on a team, you can bring your own team and sign up that way as well. So we've got multiple options and just really excited about that. And really, this is our first jump into the league world. We are also going to start up some basketball and soccer leagues here in the near future. So folks can keep their eyes peeled for those announcements coming out probably in the next week or so.
Coach, and you can register at battlegroundacademy.org/legends, correct?
That's correct, yeah. We have a Camson League site there, and that's exactly it. Yeah, battlegroundacademy.org/legends, and you can register right there.
Coach, you've been played on some great teams, coached on some great teams, been on teams that when you were in high school, you played for a pretty good program under a pretty good coach by the name of Coach Ricky Bowers, right? You all loved to run the football. You were a running back. You benefited from that. So as the game has changed, though, you all still like to run the football. But why is this 7-on-7 work in the offseason become so important for football programs?
Well, I think it's really good. One, I think it's really important that kids learn to compete. And this is another way for kids to compete and still work on skills that are applicable, even though the running game is still a big part of football and still part of what we do at BGA. We still want to be very proficient in the passing game. And so creating opportunities for kids to work on those skills, I think, is really important and allows them to be a better player. I mean, I think even as a running back, guys that can't catch the ball or run routes are limited in what they can do and how effective they can be. So it's still a great skill for, each offensive skill position. And it's fun also for some of the big kids who play offensive or defensive line. If you don't get to touch the ball but are good athletes, it gives them an opportunity to get out there and, showcase some skills that they may not get to in the fall. So I think it provides a great opportunity for all kids to work on their skills, get to compete, more importantly, and be with their friends and have fun playing the game.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing I hear from you all the time. Anytime they're competing, that's a good thing. You mentioned flag football in the K through four, and then 7-on-7 or 7v7, whatever you want to call it, 5 through 8. The main difference is it's one hand touch in the older group, right?
Yes. Yeah. So with 7-on-7, we don't use flags. It's one hand touch. The flag football rules really apply better to that younger age group, the K through four group. And I'm fortunate having younger children, I've kind of seen these things play out. the true 7-on-7 concept is much more applicable to middle school and high school kids. And so we tried to break it up that way to really fit the needs and the ability levels of those age groups to where they can have the most fun and get the best repetition and learn the most about the game.
Coach, you mentioned you all are also going to have soccer and basketball leagues with those too. You know, obviously it's never a bad thing to get people on your campus, right, when you're a private school. But also, why start these leagues? Because you can control it. You know what I'm saying? Why was this so important for you all to get this started at Battleground Academy?
Well, I think, first of all, we're very fortunate. We have some wonderful facilities. I think, you know, in order to help best serve our overall community, not just BGA, but Franklin in general, it gives us the opportunity to extend, you know, stuff that we have to help serve kids and give them a great experience and a great environment. And so, you know, basketball and soccer in particular are sports where kids play at a young age. And so it also allows families to get to come on our campus and see if BGA might be a good fit for them. But also really, again, about the kids having a great experience and having something that's fun and worthwhile and something they'll benefit from, you know, as they grow, mature, and develop a enjoyment of sport.
And again, you can go to battlegroundacademy.org/legends to register for any of those. It's going to be fun. I know you all are very excited about it. Do a great job with it. Coach, let's do this before we let you go. Let's talk some Battleground Academy football. Yes, 2021 sir. Division II AA middle region. As if it wasn't tough enough, now Davidson Academy, the three-time D1A champion, comes up. You played at NBA, coached at Innsworth, been at ECS. This D2 AA middle region is no joke anymore, is it?
It is not at all. I think it's going to be a really competitive region. We've got some really good coaches in our league, some talented players. This is a high level of football. I'm really excited about it. You know, we made some great strides last season, as from our own team standpoint, and hopefully we'll be in a position where we can compete with this upper level of play that's coming. You know, Davidson Academy obviously is coming to a league and they've been really good the past 3 years, if not longer. And so they'll add a new dynamic. And really each team in our league, it provides a new challenge each week, which makes it fun. You know, I think that's what you want, is the kids to be able to compete at a high level, have a chance to play the best in the state and really grow from playing those kinds of teams. So, we're really excited about this season and look forward to playing this tough competition and getting ready for a playoff run, hopefully.
How will you all handle spring Battleground? Like everybody in your division, you all have to share athletes a lot. How do you approach spring practice?
Yeah, we use our spring practice as a lead into the summer because we have such a high number of kids who are playing the spring sport, which we encourage. I was a three-sport athlete, and most of our coaches were multi-sport athletes. And so we want these kids to have a well-rounded experience and use their talents to benefit the school and to enjoy doing those other things. We have great coaches in each of our sports, and I really like the fact that our kids are getting mentored by other people as well as our coaching staff. So we do ours at the end of spring, right before school gets out, right after exams. And really, that's just a tune-up to get us to kind of the mindset for the summer workout program and summer practices. I believe that we have plenty of time for our guys to develop as football players from May to December. And so we'll structure our program to make that happen.
Coach Rodriguez, I appreciate you joining us, brother. Can't wait to talk football with you in the fall. Again, one more week to register. Is that what you said?
One more. Yeah, we close on Sunday, March 14th.
Battlegroundacademy.org/legends.
Awesome. Thanks, Tate. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a great weekend, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right. Look forward to it. Take care.
That's it for today. Thanks to Coach Stevie Haywood, Ron Brock, Jonas Rodriguez. Safe travels today to and from Cookeville and to the March Madness WNSL. Up next, Forklift Systems football Saturday with the coach. Have a great weekend.